If you think swimming with dolphins is expensive, you should try swimming with sharks. It cost me an arm and a leg.
I wish I had a ba-dump bump somewhere.
Just this man.
Jeez. It's just so bad, dude. It's just so bad.
Terrible.
I liked it.
Terrible.
That was okay.
Terrible.
Cost me an arm and a leg.
Welcome back, Weekenders, and thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Weekend from A to Z. This episode covers the weekend up to March the 15th, 2021. So if you have any questions or comments, feel free to email us at weekend@a2z@gmail.com. You can also find us on the World Wide Web at A to Z Weekend for Instagram and Facebook. Pass that anchor.fm/A to Z Weekend, where you will find all 11 locations for our podcast. And currently, right now, you still have to search for us on YouTube, but it is a picture with a bunch of gummy worms, like our background.
Man, that dude is pissed.
Terrible.
No, he wants to clean his hands by himself. That's his deal.
Wow. He's unhappy.
Good. Clean it with chocolate. That's how I do it.
He's like, I'm going to do it myself. No help. He wants to clean Chan's phone right now.
I like it when the maids clean me.
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
All right, so tech news. Halo Infinite, the next installment of the Halo series or Halo franchise, is officially set to launch in autumn of 2021. I'm excited. TikTok will no longer let users opt out of personalized ads. And lastly, for tech news, T-Mobile's customers will get access to a better version of Pandora free of charge through T-Mobile Tuesdays. They'll get 1 year access. It's not the paid premium version. It's just 1 year access to an ad-free station, to ad-free stations on weekends only.
This is like,
it sounds like your house is
about the whole,
No, dude.
The war zone.
I have a 2-year-old, and that's what it, look at this. This is all toys and stuff back there. And this is like, this whole second floor is all him. This is all his stuff.
It's very colorful.
Then why are you up there? Go downstairs.
Because if I go downstairs, then he wants to go downstairs. If I go upstairs, then he wants to come upstairs. It's
go sit in your car. Podcast from the car.
I want to do that. Because then I don't have this nifty.
I can't change my background to be back in Starbucks.
Yeah, I can't do that either.
So they're giving a free channel only on the weekends? Or free station?
Yes. Free ad, yeah.
What is this
ad
like? Free station weekend. What is this like back in the 2000s when we had free nights and weekends with our mobile minutes?
I know, right? Something like that.
Like, what does it matter?
I don't know. I don't think it does.
Does T-Mobile own Pandora?
No.
How did they get? Are they their own thing? Okay. I just didn't know if they had like bought them out and they're like, all right, well, we'll give you this now that you're with
T-Mobile
us. We'll give you this other thing.
They have gimmicks where they offer like to pay your Netflix subscription and stuff like that too.
Free stuff. Yeah. Yeah. But it's like, oh, just the base model. It's not like the premium one. And you don't get credit for it either.
It's like,
I'm surprised Pandora's even still around.
I listen to it.
Yeah.
Oh, I just have Spotify.
For me, so I use Pandora as a jukebox, right? So it'll just play whatever. And then I use Spotify for specific artists or songs.
Okay. So The Boys Season 3 is currently in production with no premiere yet. I'm excited because I loved it. There is a spinoff. The Boys spinoff is closing on a series. It's closing on series order at Amazon. They have two cast leads. I don't remember the actresses' names, but the third set of stimulus checks should begin arriving soon if you haven't received one yet. I got mine today.
Or if you qualify.
Heck yeah, baby.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Also, I haven't done my 2020 taxes yet because I was waiting for the stimulus. Because once I do my 2020 taxes, they'll be like, oh, yeah, you don't get that anymore, buddy.
I haven't done mine yet, but isn't it just still based off the 19 taxes?
Yeah,
yes, it's still based off the 19 taxes.
Based off 19 taxes. So that, then that's why personally I didn't do mine until I got the stimulus check, and then I was like, all right, now.
Well, I got a letter the other day saying that payment number two is non-taxable.
This is I got the same letter.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. Speaking of stimulus checks, TurboTax says stimulus checks shouldn't have any delays, like unlike the last time, which is good because, again, I used TurboTax and so I got mine already. People are still getting arrested for the Capitol riot. I still see stories like every day, really.
Sounds like they're coming for someone on this podcast.
Who are they coming after?
Is that me? Yeah, that's here.
Yep. You better hide.
Shit. No.
But yeah, they're still getting arrested for it, for stuff at the Capitol. The IRS has moved the deadline for tax day to May the 17th. The next WRX has been spied in thinly veiled camouflage. Power figures and engine configurations are still unknown, although the current rumor says that it's going to be either a version of the FA-20 or a variant of the FA-24 from the Ascent. Also, another current rumor says the WRX will get a CVT transmission only, and the STI was going to be the only one that has the manual. Huh. And this is just based on press photos that they've seen from Japan. So Japan already has their version, the Lavorg. Their version is a wagon only, and the interior shots show a manual, they show an automatic, the CVT transmission. And so based off of that, that's why people are starting to speculate that the WRX will be CVT only, and then the STI will be the only one that gets the manual.
Well, it's like the new M3 and M4, where if you get the competition top of the line, what's the opposite? Mm-hmm. It's automatic only. You can only get the 6 feet in the quote-unquote base.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Manual transmissions are going away. Within 5 years, I think they'll be all but gone from new cars.
On the most hardcore cars.
Well, just all of them, I think. I think they're going to be all but gone. And as they move everything to electric, I mean...
Exactly.
I've yet to see an electric vehicle with a manual transmission. So,
I mean, you can. It's just one of those retrofit type deals, not like a new EV.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not big on it. I mean, Porsche, when they first put the PDK out, and people got mad at them, and then they're like, oh, all right, here's a manual. It's fine, guys. Don't worry. But the PDK is actually pretty good.
It's like, if you're an enthusiast, the manual makes sense. But if you're really after performance, I mean, an automatic in general on those type of cars are way quicker.
Yeah, they do quicker, and they actually do hold quite a bit of power on higher tier car, not CVT WRX, no.
How good a CVT would be.
I don't know. I think it only holds like 260 or 270. No, it holds more than that at the wheels, but then after that, you run into issues with it overheating. Anyways, because it has a transmission and all that stuff. Anyway, Disneyland will reopen on the 30th of April to only the limited capacity. California residents only.
The elite. Oh, okay.
Expect to wear a mask, the elite. And expect to wear a mask.
No, that makes sense, though, because Disneyland is much more of a local area theme park as opposed to Disney World, where people, you know, come from all over the world to visit there. So that makes sense why they would limit it to California residents only.
Yeah. But that is all I've got.
Oh,
you guys get your stimulus check? No? Yes.
Wait. So yes, I did. Did you guys see? Did we talk about it last week? The woman that was like, I think it happened the day of that we recorded
the
last
bank
week.
Lady.
Yeah, the lady in the bank.
Yeah,
she just got arrested again. Just got arrested again today for doing the same crap at an Office Depot.
You do stupid stuff, you get stupid results.
You are stupid people. You do stupid things.
Yeah. So crazies are coming out of the woodwork, man.
What point are you trying to prove? I mean, It's still up to the owners of the shops that, hey, say, I don't want. Yeah, it's anyway. I mean, I'm all for the no maskers. I think, you know, as everybody knows me by now, but I still have the respect of showing people that, oh, this is your establishment. If I don't want to wear a mask, I can go find somewhere else that doesn't make me wear a mask. But I don't know. It's idiots.
No, a buddy of mine that runs the restaurant in downtown, he's had to kick several people out this week because of they are requiring people to wear a mask in the restaurant. And he's already dealing with people that don't want to, he's telling them to leave.
Then go somewhere else.
And it's just, well, it's one of those things where it's like, why do you have a problem with all of this crap? What are you getting out of it? You know?
Yeah.
It's like, are you going to make a statement? They just told you what it was.
That's a good point. What statement are you trying to make? Because it's literally just walking from the front door to the table that you have to wear a mask.
I was watching Jimmy Kimmel's opening for his show this morning, and you know, he was like, trust, like when people jump on an airplane, they trust the pilots that they know what they're doing. They trust the guy in the radio tower that planes when to take off, so that you know, and watching all the weather and stuff. But you know, somebody tells you to put a napkin over your face, and people are like, well, I don't trust the sign. We believe everything else, guys. You know, you stop at all the stop signs, you stop at the red lights, you're not supposed to drink and drive, but they have Uber now, so you
won't drink. But then again, those have consequences.
You're not supposed to, but I know people still do. But I mean, at the same time, remember, it's like we have.
Can you guys hear me?
Again, here we can. But again, it's like we have all these rules in place that we've been following for decades. This is just one extra one.
Those have consequences. You can go to jail, you can get fined, but you can't get fined for wearing a mask, for not wearing a mask.
Yeah, but I mean, they're not going to start fining people for this. I think you'd have a lot more crazies come out at that point. But I don't know. That's my thing. Just do it. Just do it already, and let's get over with all this stuff. The sooner everybody does it, guess what? The sooner we can all go back to normal. That's the way I see it.
It's here forever.
The sooner everybody just follows the the sooner everybody follows the rules, the sooner that all that the infection rate can drop low enough to where we can actually go back to normal and business can open up 100%, and they're not going to sit there and you know, tell you you have to wear a mask to come inside. I went to PetSmart on Sunday, and they had a guy standing at the door to make sure that people wore masks coming in. I mean, which is fine. I mean, we wore a mask going inside, so no big deal. But and the majority of places I go, people are all wearing masks, so it's not really. I don't know where these people are that decided I'm not going to do it today. I'm standing up for my rights. All right. Well, they also have the right not to let you in.
That is correct.
Anything else, guys, before we jump into weekends?
No. I would, however, like to take a 5-minute break before we jump into weekends. If we can do that, and we'll just cut the audio and fish it right back in, if that's cool.
Okay.
Sure.
Pause. All right. There we go.
And we're back. Sorry about that.
That was good.
No, we had to do a quick audio check. We're using a different those listening or those watching on YouTube. We are using a new software other than a Zoom call. Mm. So, just getting the audio bugs out and making sure that we know what's going on and how we're doing it. So, weekends. I will start first, if that's cool with you guys.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Cool. So Saturday I didn't do much because we had a big event Friday I didn't do much because Saturday we had a big event. So we're all going to talk about the same thing, aren't we?
Yes. We spent some time together.
Yeah, we spent some time together. Anyway, we did the event at the Underground Cigar Lounge and Shop, Underground Cigar Shop and Lounge, I should say. I got that backwards. Man, it was a lot of fun. We had some hiccups on the backside just a little bit when we're trying to do some Zoom calls with people outside of the thing. I think it went extremely well. If you guys want to watch me interview people for like 3 hours, you can go to Underground Cigar Shop's Facebook page and you can watch me talk to people for 3 hours about cigars. It was a lot of fun. Kept us on our toes. We should probably have a post-mortem and just talk about the stuff that worked and the stuff that didn't work and just make sure we're clear on that. But it was a lot of fun. I don't remember half of the stuff I talked, or I couldn't remember anyone's name I talked to other than Don, who's the owner of the shop. I don't know who I talked to. I don't remember any of the conversations or what they said, because in my mind, I'm thinking trying to think three steps ahead of them on the next couple of things to ask, but still look engaged with them.
Excuse me. Could you hear them? Because even from where I was standing, I couldn't hear your conversation at all.
It was hard. It was hard to hear them. I mean, it was like, it would be like having a conversation with some, I mean, it's like having a conversation with somebody in a crowded room, because that's basically what we did, is we were having a conversation in a crowded room. Next time we'll have to figure out a way to use headphones or something like that, but
absolutely.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun. Kind of nerve wracking, kind of frustrating in some aspects, a lot of fun in a whole lot of other aspects. That's basically, that was all of my Saturday. I came home and my wife and son had gone out for the day, which I didn't know they were doing. And I called them on my way home. I'm like, "Hey, what are you guys doing?" And they're like, "Oh, we're in Carrollton." I was like, "What are you in Carrollton for?" She's like, I thought I told you. And I was like, "You didn't tell me nothing. I don't care, but you didn't tell me nothing." So yeah, we just hung out. And then Sunday I was just wiped out like the whole day. It was a long day. So yeah, that was my weekend. You guys were a part of most all of it.
Yeah. Okay. So Friday, Isaiah and I spent the day together. School was closed for, New Year's Eve. The school was closed for spring break. So, he spent the day with me, and then we dropped him off, his babysitter that night, so we could have our marriage. So Shannon and I could have our marriage date night. So we had that. It was like the ELC date night, but it's with Grace Point instead.
Oh, gotcha.
So we did that with tacos for dinner at the house of Mike Lynn. So we had tacos there with him and his wife, and there was two other couples. A little ice-breaking events, and then we watched a video and kind of talked through the video and stuff like that. So it was really fun. It was actually really fun. I liked it. Then like Saturday, like Justin said, was all of us. Scott and I recorded the Mighty Anvil Saturday morning, and then after that, we drove out to Fort Worth and did the event there. Like Justin said, I liked it. I thought it was actually really fun. It was interesting. I do remember some of the cigars that were talked about. I remember One Shot, One Kill. I remember Mike, the second guy. The ladies love Mike because I saw the comments and stuff. There's a lot of hearts and stuff in there. Mike! And I was like, all right.
the guy from One Shot, One Kill was like the coolest dude there. Like, yes. I want to like write his book. He was super cool.
And he had a cool story. And like a lot of the guys had really cool stories with how they got started, like how their cigars got started. One guy I remember, he bought the company and then kind of went on from there. But everybody there was real, real laid back. It was nice. I mean, they had like a food truck outside, so there was like barbecue going on. I think I saw some beers at one point outside. But it was a lot of fun. It was really interesting. And then, like Justin said, when I came back, I was wiped. I was exhausted. But we had a work release, so I did that until like 11 o'clock that night. We had a lot of eyes on this one project going forward for the attendance IVR line, to where agents can call in and schedule their absences. So it was good because it actually went off without a hitch. We had a lot of eyes on the project, which was nerve-wracking because they blamed our team for some stuff that they didn't tell us about before until we get down to UAT. But that's neither here nor there. At the end of the day, it's done. Everybody's happy. That's what matters. Sunday, we went to Grace Point, had service there, and yeah, I'll be singing on stage at some point. I don't know exactly when, but I have choir practice coming up on Tuesday.
Choir practice, huh?
Choir practice, yeah.
Who do you say your voice most sounds like?
Barry White.
No, I have no idea.
Chuck Berry.
Schoolie D. No, I have no idea.
But, William Shatner.
I'll be on stage.
William Shatner.
Rocket Man.
Starting 2.5. Yeah, whatever. But, yeah, no, so I'll be on stage with that. And then also, Pastor Leif has told me about actually speaking from stage at some point. So that's going to happen as well.
Cool.
So we'll see. Yeah. Past that, I talked to a couple guys there regarding the Mighty Anvil podcast and having them on. Haven't set up any dates yet, but Scott and I, you know, we've already talked a little bit about just having a planning session with them. And then we also are talking about having a planning session for a ladies' takeover. So we'll see. I think we should announce like coming up in the future and have ladies on instead.
I'm sure we will. I want to make sure that they're all ready to go before we say it. And then, hey, where are those ladies at?
Shannon has two ladies that if he says, hey, we're going to do this, they'll be like, okay, when? And she gives them a date and they'll show up. No problem.
Right on. JT, how was your weekend? Yeah. Oh, sorry.
No, that was it. That was my weekend.
Let's see. Friday, I hooked up with, I got my hair cut.
Whoa, you hooked up? Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. And then I hooked up with.
Hey.
Yeah. Well, so my regular barber lady, she was a victim of COVID financially. So she shut down shop. And so she's like, well, you can try this girl at Floyd's 99, which I guess where she used to be. Arthur mentioned he goes to this one place, of course. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm trying to schedule. And, like, there's no, like, first available or anything. So they have, like, you pick the time of day, like, you know, afternoon, evening, or whatever. And then you pick the actual time slot. And then you have to pick the actual stylist. And I'm like, I don't know. There's, like, six girls. Who do I choose, you know? And then Arthur's like, oh, pick this girl. She's got big boobs. Or, you know, or this girl, she's single. And I'm like, what?
I don't care, man. I was like,
I just
clicked
the first girl that was available.
Yeah. Does she cut hair? Yeah. That's what I'm here for.
Exactly. So, because yeah. His was actually supposed to be scheduled for this Friday, but then he changed it so we can get our haircut at the same time or whatever. And then after that, we went to go eat at, have a drink and get some food at Vic Swiggins. Mm-hmm. I think it was the one on the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. The pizza we got was like the worst frozen pizza ever.
Frozen
the crust
pizza.
Was like thick cardboard. Wow. It was just terrible. Yeah. It's like they try to church it up by adding like shaved mozzarella or whatever on top. And I'm like, nah, it's not. That was Friday. Up. Saturday morning, we hooked up at Dixie House, the four of us. It's been a while since I've been there. Still good.
Yeah. JT's hooking up all over the place.
That's right. I never unhook. It's weird. I got this lot of stuff following me around.
You can't stop it.
Yeah. Saturday we did that little online live event, and I was kind of the wrangler trying to get all of our guests lined up. And it was just like the fourth guy, he's like, what? They changed my thing, you know, to an hour later? Oh, can I go first? And I'm like, there's like four other guys ahead of you. I don't know, man. You're going to have to check with them. And like, there was a bunch of guys that wanted to modify the schedule. And I was told like, yeah, these guys had this thing for like about a week. So they knew the schedule.
Yep.
You know, like the one guy was like, oh, I've got a doctor's appointment. I need to go sooner. And the other guy's like, I got to drive to Houston. Can I go before this guy? I'm like, you knew you were driving to Houston, right? I mean,
yeah.
But it was fun. And yeah, like you guys said, I was wiped out. So I went home, showered, and passed out. And then I did a game night with some friends after. But like, I don't know. I tried to trim my nose hairs, but I still had that cigar smell in my nose. Like all night.
This backpack has
That's just life in a cigar store like that, or a lounge like that. You walk in there and you're gonna smell like that for ever. It's one of those things like, do I wash these clothes or do I burn these clothes?
Right. And I was like,
so I dealt with it.
I was like, do I rewear my clothes for tonight? I'm like, nah. Just wash them and wear something else.
It's going to take you like 40 hours to wash those clothes.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's washer dryer.
Proper way.
Ugh.
I did laundry last weekend too. That was it. I don't really remember Sunday, so I probably just hung out. That's all we got.
Well, I would say that. We got. For me, I opened up the gang box today, and sure enough, as Justin warned us, it smelled like, I was like, yeah, it definitely does smell like cigars in here, so might need to set that out in the sunshine for a little bit and let that air out. Friday it was going to bed early, trying not to let the teenage kids, the 17 of them that were in my house, disturb my sleep and rest. Got up early Saturday morning, did the Mighty Anvil podcast, and then what we've discussed is at the Underground Cigar Shop, which it was a lot of fun. There was a stressful moment trying to troubleshoot on live streaming it's a little bit something. So, but all in all, I think it turned out good. We got re-invited next year. That's kind of some good news. And then Sunday, came home Saturday again. I think I just sat in front of the TV and kind of napped the rest of the day. Sunday, woke up, went to Genesis Metro Church. It was an opportunity for my wife to go with me, which is, if y'all know the story, that's kind of an odd thing. She does not partake in organized religion, so it was a thing. So after church, we went to the outlet malls in Allen, got some shopping done, got some clothes, got some fun stuff over there. And then we went to, I just got back from the place. It's a Louisiana restaurant with shrimp etouffee and gumbo, and it was pretty good. Some hurricanes Randus? There. No, not what in Razoo's. It is, I can tell you here in a second. Dang it, it's not Juanita's either. Anyway, it's really good. It's in Frisco at 423 in Stonebrook. And it is Geneva's, is what it's called.
Geneva's.
Okay. I recommend it, man. And the, not sopapillas. They're similar to sopapillas. The beignets.
Beignets. Oh, all
the
man.
All the powdered sugar.
So good.
Yes. So then we came back home and pretty much rested the rest of the day. I told myself I was just going to chill after the stressful event. And, you know, it was a good stress, right? But it was still a little stressful. Other than that, that was it. That was the weekend.
All right.
Yeah, it's not nothing too exciting when we have all of
right.
When we're all doing this, you know, it's like, what did you do this weekend? Well, we were all there together and you guys were
that's
doing
not how
one
I remembered
thing.
It.
It's like you guys were all behind the scenes and I'm sitting in front of a camera. So I don't have no idea what you guys were doing because of the lights and stuff. I couldn't really see or understand what was going on. I was just talking to a bunch of, you know, people I didn't know. So,
yeah. And you did really well, man.
It was really nice.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Were they happy with it? Like Don, the owner, and his wife, I guess they were happy with it? Or?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Any notes they want to give? Like, hey, you didn't say this enough.
Tickled.
That enough.
Honestly, I think that they were just expecting someone to turn a camera on and ask questions, and that was it. I think that we gave them more than what they were looking for, hence why they are asking us to come back. So, you know, and a year into that, I'm sure we'll have everything dialed in to where it all sounds good, looks good, and it will be spot on, because really it was just the online experience, like what we're doing right now, that was a little bit off. So I think that once we have everybody having headphones and can hear each other, I think we got it down.
Yeah.
I'm excited, man. I'm excited. I think it went, all things considered, I think it went really well.
Agreed. Welp.
All right. Let's take a break and then come back.
Let's take a break. We'll talk to you guys right after these messages. And we're back!
Yeah, speaking of uncut, I found a lump down there. It's kind of weird.
What?
Wait.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Not what we were talking about.
No, it is not. PepsiCo unveils a new line of Mountain Dew energy drinks with LeBron James's endorsement. Anyways, keep going.
Well, so what is there? There's, you were talking about the what? The Snyder Cut? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so tomorrow is the official release on HBO, not the unofficial that happened a few days ago. Accidentally, when people were trying to watch Tom and Jerry, apparently. Also on HBO Max. Yes, Justin, originally he was talking about doing 4 episodes or whatever. But now they're just talking about just the full release, 4 hours.
So 4 hours.
That's a long time.
I mean, Lord of the Rings, like the uncuts were like 3 something.
No, they were longer than that. I thought in total Lord of the Rings is like 9 hours plus.
No, like one film.
Yeah, one film. Like the extended cut of the extended cut of Lord of the Rings. Each movie is around 4-ish, 4 to 4.5 hours. I know, because in the before times, a friend of mine, Liz, will have a get together every year, and you watch all 3 of the extended cut versions in one day.
And I remember you saying that plus with the food.
Yeah, you do all of the Hobbit meals and all that stuff. But yeah, I mean, 4 hours to watch the Snyder Cut, I'll watch it. I will probably watch it on my iPad so I can get up and walk around and do stuff while I'm watching it. But
I'll say, at least we can pause and go to the bathroom or whatever.
Yeah.
I remember before The Hobbit came out in theaters, one of the local theaters was doing a special where if you bought your ticket, and I forgot how else the promotion worked, but if you bought your ticket for The Hobbit, they had this thing where you can watch all the extended whatever cuts of the Lord of the Rings in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, dang, that's a full commitment, man.
That is a full commitment.
Yeah.
Well, that full commitment we're talking about is having all of the, what is it? Just not Justice League, the other team.
But the Avengers?
Yeah, the Avengers. You can pay, I think, $135 for the 24 films and sit there for 25 hours, 26 hours that they got of films until the new one comes out.
Ugh, disgusting. Why?
Can you imagine the people in there?
I've seen people do that stuff, and usually what they say is everybody's really chill when they're in there, because they just, it's a way to make sure that you're all watching. Yeah. They're all enthusiasts, but that's the best way to make sure that you are going to see the movie when it first comes out. Cause usually that, you know, whenever that movie comes out, whatever the new one is, it's a midnight movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's, I don't know. But I'm very interested in watching the Snyder Cut, because I want to see how much different his vision was than it to what we got. Because the one we got sucked. So
supposedly it's a different film, straight up, is what people are saying.
How can it be different?
I hope
you're using the majority of the film, right?
Well, it's 4 hours. How long was the...
Two
How long was something? Justice League? Yeah, so, I mean, it's basically adding another film on top of it.
Yeah, well, there may not be a lot of new original or new film that they added on. It's just probably a bunch of original stuff that got cut out.
Gotcha. It's a lot of cutting out.
Well, who's excited like, about the saying they're saying like the orange sky, you know, towards the climax of the end of the movie is like that's all done. It's all back to darkness and whatnot. Because, I mean, and all the jokes, those were added in by Whedon.
Yeah.
What else has Joss Whedon done?
He did the first Buffy. Avenger. No. Yeah, Buffy, Firefly, Angel. Movies-wise, he did the... Did he do the first Age Avengers movie? I know he did Age of Ultron, but I couldn't remember if he did the first Avengers or not.
Isn't that the same as the first Avengers or no?
No, because it was Age of Ultron was the second Avengers movie.
Okay, so then what was the first one?
The Avengers,
where the things were coming through the portal.
Yeah, where they fought Loki.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, no, I think he only did Age of Ultron.
Let's see.
Google
on GTS.
Wikipedia. Wikipedia.
Or IMDb.
Exciting.
Buffy, Angel, Firefly, Serenity.
That was a made-for-TV movie, right?
Serenity? No, that was Firefly. It was an actual movie. Oh, he did Cabin in the Woods.
No.
He's done a lot of stuff. He's under a lot of flack right now.
Yeah.
He's under a lot of pressure right now because of the stuff that's been coming out recently about him and stuff that he's done and how he has conducted himself. So,
or even just
we'll see how that goes.
The last film for Justice League.
He
called what's her name, Diana, or the girl who plays Diana
Gal Gadot.
Yeah, he called her Natasha a couple times because I guess from the Avenger movies, and he was just like comparing the two films. For his directing style is what he's saying. He's like, I don't care, even if you are like Robert Downey Jr., we still do it this way. I'm like, cool. I guess you got the big dick on set.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Oh, you guys heard that?
Yeah, we heard that.
Oh, crap. At least my blue microphone's not working. I'm having the same problem Justin was.
I told you how to fix it.
Yeah.
So we got the Falcon and Winter Soldier coming up as well this Friday, right?
Yeah, that's supposed to be really good. It's only 6 episodes long.
Oh.
Yeah, 6 episodes long. But from what I've heard. I could be wrong on this. I want to say that each episode got like a $25 million budget.
Wow.
So what? They had a lot of money. Yeah. So this is going to be like they had some fighting scenes and stuff like that in there and toward the end of the season, but the first season was fairly dialogue heavy. I think this one's going to be much more action heavy. So
I don't mind that. I'm not complaining.
No, well, I think that they have. I think that you're telling two different types of stories. I don't know how you don't tell an action movie with the two characters of the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I've heard that they're going to tackle some of the stuff that they're talking about in the movie or in the show is like they're going to talk about, they're going to address racism somehow, like it within the Marvel universe, because there's a, per the end of Endgame, Captain America gave the shield to Falcon so he could be the Winter Soldier. And apparently in this, you know, in whatever the reality they're living in, there are people that are not happy that Sam is going to be the Winter Soldier. Sam is going to be Captain America.
Captain America.
Yeah. So they're going to check out the link that I just sent.
Marvel introduces LGBTQ plus member to be the next Captain America.
Fuck.
Or at least in the Captain America world, I guess.
Is that in the comics?
Yeah.
Okay. You have a problem with this, I mean, Scott?
Yep, I do.
Why?
Create your own damn character. Make it a gay guy that blowing. It just pisses me off that they change. I don't know. I like the characters.
I'm kind of with you on that, Scott. I'm not pissed about it, but like when they were talking about the 007 retiring, what's his name? That actor was going to retire as 007, the recent one. So he's going to retire, and then a whole bunch of people's like, oh, well, the next James Bond should be female. And I'm like, you can create a new spy that's female. It doesn't have to be a 007 James Bond film, you know?
I would say that to me is a little different because it's like badge number, right? Your badge number 007. Now, if it's a female and her name is Jamie Bond, then I've got like, crap, really? Can we just, you know... Why do we have to change the characters that we know and just create a new character? What? Because the new character won't be as much attractive?
No, because they've already done it. They've already done it. In the comics, they've already done it. Sam Wilson, who is the Falcon, who is black, in the comics, was the Falcon and became Captain America.
No,
No, that's exactly. It's happened before in the comics. Those things have happened before in the comics. Other characters, they're not saying that they're going to make Steve Rogers gay, that Captain America. They're saying whoever the next Captain America is going to be within the comics is going to be part of the LGBTQ community. They've already done those things. So if you have a problem with that, would you have had a problem when it was when they made the character black, or would you have the problem if they were going to make the new character Asian?
Yeah, no, I think my point's being kind of missed, and I'm not communicating properly. I understand that the Falcon became Captain America because Captain America was no more around. So they, you know, who took the mantle? I get that. And I guess if they're creating a whole new character and that character takes up the mantle of Captain America. Anyway, I also feel like this is just being shoved down my throat. It's everywhere now. I just watched a movie the other week that was a great story of two girls who were in high school together and were going through their high school thing, but then at the end they had to put the gay part of it. Why can't girls just I don't know. I just feel like it's everywhere, and I feel like the
because some girls are gay.
What do you mean they had some gay thing on? What movie was this?
It was not Stranger Things. It was like the Twilight Zone.
Euphoria.
No,
it's a TV.
It was a TV series back in the day, along with the Twilight Zone, and then the remake of it. They had that airplane movie or the show with the Bella, whatever, Bell, where the plane landed and someone underneath the cockpit under the machine gun, they lived. It was just, yeah. Amazing Stories. There we go. I got to it.
Okay. Amazing Stories.
Okay. So, my thing, I just feel like they're, I don't know, man. Just everywhere I go, it's, you know, I guess everybody has to have their own.
This stuff is, to me, if it's, if it's being forced just for the sake of doing it, then I don't agree with it. If it's organic, then sure. But
if it's organic, I mean, yeah, I agree with JT. If it's organic, then fine. To a certain extent, also with what Justin was saying, if they've already done it in the comic books, then I'm okay with it too. Again, but the problem I have is that Hollywood doesn't follow the comic book. I wish they would just stick to the comic books, because I think the movies would be so much better if they did. I understand that there's certain things that they can't do because of today's times and this, that, and the other, but for the most part, they can kind of stick to the story, to the comic books. This is why I think they should just do Batman Beyond and call it quits. I'm not saying call it quits with Marvel, but this is why they should just do Batman Beyond. Instead of rebooting Batman, how many times are we going to reboot it? Do Batman Beyond. It's never been, there's not a huge history with Batman Beyond. Not yet. It's getting there, but there's not like this huge, 20-year saga of Batman, and he's been rebooted. Now he's passed the mantle off to this person. And I mean, like, just do Batman Beyond, guys. Just do it already. Please. You'd have a lot of creative freedom doing Batman Beyond.
I will say, with my comment on the other side of that, playing devil's advocate against my own situation, I do understand the fact that, what am I trying to say here without tiptoeing? And I'm not going to tiptoe. If I was to watch a show and it had nothing for me to correlate to, then I'm like, why am I watching it? For example, my brother-in-law came into town, I think it was last Thanksgiving or whatever, and man, I'm going to sound like such a horrible person, but I know I'm not. And he was watching BET. He's a black gentleman. So, and when I came, I think he stepped away and I sat down watching TV and I was like, sounds so bad, dude. Sounds so bad. I'm not this bad. It's like, man, there's a lot of black people on these TV shows that I'm watching the past couple hours. What's going on? And so then it made me think, is like, oh, man, I can't imagine what he sits down and watches regular, TV and sees, like, man, there's a lot of white people here. You know, I get it. I mean, that changed the perspective for me. So I don't know. I get that if you're seeing something that you're not related to or whatever, that I can be kind of like, why am I watching this? And everybody, every nationality, every sexual preference probably should have their own TV show so that they feel included. But when it comes to certain things, there's like, instead of, I guess maybe I don't know the history of comic books enough to where when I see a character go, and again, this sounds so horrible, but I'm just being real with you. It's like when I see a character that was originally white and then they change it to black, or, why can't we just create another character that has maybe the same role that other person has stepped away and then they brought in another person? I don't understand why they have to morph a person into a character into something else to fit a type.
Morph a person into an image instead of the other way around.
The reason that they did that, Scott, the reason they did that is because it's for something to gain traction. So we'll take the part of Nick Fury. Okay. Nick Fury in Marvel Comics is a white guy.
Mm-hmm.
And they branched off and they had the Ultimate Universe. And Nick Fury in the Ultimate Universe, they specifically created the character to look like Sam Jackson. And this is back in the 90s before he started playing Nick Fury. And it was one of those things that they did that and they kept the continuity and they kind of crisscrossed universes and stuff. But the reason that they did that with that mantle and that name was because it already has substance. It already has something there for them to grab onto. And it's already something that people are reading. Because if I have to start a brand new story from the ground floor, every time they want to do something new, there's no guarantee that they're going to get any kind of readership or anything along those lines while they're wanting to make these changes. Just like they did with Miles Morales as Spider-Man, They put him in a different universe. You know, we're spanning universes here, but Miles Morales is Spider-Man, and he is a half Latino, half black kid. And it's, and that's what it is. It's to get people to be represented and to feel inclusive, because there's so many people out there that are not included in anything and haven't been included for years. So there's a lot of people out there who have that knee-jerk reaction, like you did at first, who are like, what, why am I seeing this? Why is this all this happening? Why are they doing it? Well, number one, they've been doing it forever. And number two, exactly what you said, they want people to feel included. I mean, it's, I grew up as the only white kid in a primarily Latino and black community. It's lonely. It fucking sucks.
Yeah, it is lonely for the opposite way. Because I grew up in a predominantly white community, but yeah.
So to be able to see stuff like that, you know, on your, you know, on your TV or in your movies or whatever, whether it's your sexuality is being represented because you're part of the LGBTQ community, or your nationality is being represented because you're Muslim or Hindu or you know, I'm sorry, those aren't nationalities, those are religions, but religions like Muslim or Hindu, or nationalities like people from Asia or, you know, sub-Saharan Africa. It's just showing that the world is a big place, and we got a lot of people that can, that don't look pink like you and me.
Yeah, remember, I mean, Daredevil?
Well, I was going to say, yeah, go
remember,
ahead. Just,
remember Kingpin was black. So, I mean, I was just thinking, in some cases, does it really matter the color of their skin for characters, and, certain characters?
And I'll say, even the Tom Holland's Spider-Man, Flash Gordon was not a white guy, not a white guy football player.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And same thing with Mary Jane. She wasn't, you know, redhead. But the fact of the matter is, I think we all like.
Well,
I think we all enjoy.
It's not Mary Jane, but yeah.
Well, MJ, whatever you want to call her.
Yeah.
In those movies, I think we all. I think it's fair to say that we all enjoyed the movies, even though the roles were kind of changed up. Not the roles, the characters behind them.
It's kind of like, you know, when I tell you guys, when I try to tell a story or a situation, and I don't feel like if describing their race or whatever matters, then I'll try and leave it out, you know?
Cause yeah.
Does it really matter in some cases? Not really.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It all depends on why you're adding it. Do you know what I mean? It's all about,
if I need to pick the guy out of a lineup, then I'll tell you everything.
Well, but it's one of those things. It's one of those things where if I'm doing it to add color and context, so I can, because I'm painting a picture with my words, and I, you know, and I'm talking about being at the gas station and the guy next to me, you know, threw a beer bottle on the ground, and I say, you know, he happened to be Kenyan or whatever. It's not because I'm calling him out because he's Kenyan. I'm calling it out because I'm painting a picture for you. You know what I mean? I mean, that's what it is. And I would do the same thing if it was a white guy or Irishman or whatever, you know. How do you know he was Irish? Well, he had an accent. You know, it is what it is. I think the big thing is that we have to make sure that we are doing everything that we can to remain in as inclusive as we can be. And just because something changes or they add a storyline where someone happens to be homosexual or whatever, you know, it's one of those things. Did it hurt the story? Did it make the story more interesting? If you're offended, why are you offended? We can talk about all that kind of stuff with anybody. You know, I was offended because of blah, blah, blah. Well, why did that upset you? There are people out there that don't see, you know, like you said, Scott, there are people out there that weren't represented, and now they get to be represented, and it doesn't have to be an all white show. It can be a diverse cast or an all black show or an all Latino show, whatever it is.
Have y'all seen the show Kim's Convenience on Netflix?
Mm-mm.
Is that the one with Awkwafina?
No. Kim's Convenience is a Canadian show that just was announced that they were going to end with season 5, which just aired, and it's about a family that immigrated from Korea, and the parents run a convenience store, and like at the time when they got on air, like it was groundbreaking because, like you said, Justin, there was no Asian representation really for sitcoms, and 5 years later, they're still winning awards and getting all the representation. I forgot, they call it BIPOC. I forgot what that stands for.
Yeah.
Let's look at it real quick.
Something, something, people of color.
Black, indigenous, and people of color.
That's it.
Yeah, one of the lead. Jesus. Yeah.
Terrible.
One of the lead actors is, he's going to be the next lead in the Marvel movie Shang-Chi, I think.
Uh-huh.
Simu Liu is the guy's real name. I mean, it's a good show. If y'all watch The Mandalorian, the guy who plays the dad, he showed up in a TIE fighter, or not TIE fighter, the X-Wing a couple times.
Oh, for real? Okay. I know who you're talking about. Yeah. I know the actor you're talking about.
Oh, nice. Right on.
Yeah. It's just like, I'm not exactly like that way, but yeah, some people will see that and take it as inspiration, kind of like how they talk about having women in leadership roles and on TV and stuff, so young girls can get inspired. But anyways, I was gonna say, if we're kind of done with this, on some lighter Disney Marvel adjacent news, the final season of DuckTales ended on Monday. 3 seasons for the new version. Ooh. It was good. Wait. I liked
it. Right. They redrew them, right? They're like, they don't look the same.
No, and similar, they have,
but it's a brand new series.
I haven't watched.
It's actually kind of cool because they introduced like some of the they kind of created a quote unquote universe. So like Darkwing Duck shows up. Remember Gizmo Duck shows up. And then the guy from Tailspin. the guy from Tailspin. So I guess Baloo, the main guy, is passed away or something. Yeah. So Kit, they have Kit as an adult. he's still flying the same plane. Okay. Wow. It's pretty funny. Yeah.
No way.
So it's only 3 seasons. I mean, it's pretty good. I liked it.
Yeah, the first 2 seasons are on Disney Plus. I watched the first 2 seasons. They're actually pretty good. They're fun. If you need it, I mean, I watched them early in quarantine because I needed a break from reality, and they were a great escape.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, because they also did the Three Amigos, or what was that group? Donald Glass's group?
Los Caballeros, the Three Caballeros.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I mean, there was a lot of throwbacks for, I guess, older people watching. It was kind of cool.
And the voice actors they got to do it were really cool.
Yeah, actually, big actors.
David Tennant was Scrooge McDuck. Bobby Moynihan from SNL. Saturday Night Live was one of them. Danny Pudi from Community was one. I can't remember the actor's name. Yeah, Danny Pudi from
the third one was the dude from he was in Parks and Rec. He was the loser guy whose dad was the dentist or whatever. Henry Winkler's kid.
Damn, what's his name? What was his name?
Remember Alan? He would sing stuff all the time. that guy.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah, those three play Huey, Louie, and Dewey.
What is his name?
Oh, and there is an episode in there where Donald Duck, who shows up in there, gets his voice back so he doesn't sound, you know, like you. I would do a Donald Duck impression, but it just sounds stupid.
Please.
No, but they got
is the other guy. Sorry.
Yeah, but they got they got Don Cheadle to voice Donald Duck.
Oh, did they?
Nice.
Yeah. So when Donald Duck is speaking and he has an actual regular voice.
Oh, his normal voice?
Yeah,
his normal voice. When he sings, he's the other famous singer. When he sings to Daisy, she can hear him clearly versus, you know, everybody hearing. Well, like, yeah, Beck Bennett was Launchpad. Kate Micucci, she was Webby. I mean, they had some really good actors.
Kate who?
You're talking about John Ralphio, the guy that played John Ralphio.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Kate Micucci.
Kate Micucci. She's an actress. a big actress.
Yeah, she's on SNL.
Comedic singer. Yeah. Was she? No, yeah, you're thinking of Kate McKinnon. Kate McKinnon.
No, Kate Micucci is on SNL.
She is?
Yes.
I'm going to look it up, but I don't remember.
I promise.
It doesn't show up on here. Okay. Anyways. And then Paget Brewster, she was Della Duck. She's a big actress, too.
You're naming all these actors.
They had some really good cameos. But anyways, I liked it. It was a good show. The last episode was an hour and a half, so basically three episodes. It was good. It was a fun time. Just like Justin said, it was just kind of like a a nonsense kind of just show to watch.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I'm wrong. Kate Micucci was not in SNL. I'm thinking of I can't remember her first name, but her last name is Villasenor. Kate Micucci is the one that was
Melissa.
Villasenor. No, yeah, that's who I was thinking of. No, Kate Micucci is the one that's in Garfunkel and Oates. You're right.
Yep.
Yeah, Melissa Villasenor is pretty funny too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool. I've been watching 60 Days In. Still love it. We're watching season 6, the newest one, and it is nuts. We'll see what happens. So you guys gotta watch it, man. It's wild.
Oh.
I've seen it. It's not for me. It's for me to watch people. I also have a problem with people who rat. So it's one of those things with my background and everything. It's like, nah, man, you don't rat. That's how you get dead. So
snitches get stitches.
Get stitches.
And,
yes.
And
wind up in stitches. Yeah. I still think it's a wild show. I love it. I can't get enough. I mean, it's, I don't know. It's just watching it and then seeing the people and how they change all of a sudden. And like this one guy, I don't know. It's just, to me, I'm just like, what are you doing, dude? Like he walks in and the guy's like, man, you look like you just walked out of a GQ set. Like, what are you doing? Like the cops are talking to the guy. Like, hey, look, man, you can't. But then he goes into jail and he's like flexing on people. He's doing pull-ups on like everything he can do pull-ups on. He's walking around with his shirt off all the time. I mean, the dude's in shape, you know, but.
I do that.
You
know,
These people are in the jail. They're like watching like, man, this mother, the kid, like, look at this guy. He's doing too much. I'm like, what is he doing, dude? You're drawing way too much attention to yourself. Way too much. And he's talking back to the cops. He's giving the cops a hard time. I'm like, dude, they brought you in, man. What are you doing? But it's I don't know. I just watch it for the edulousness of the people sometimes.
So next week, just to be clear and on the same page, we are watching Snyder Cut and watching Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
I will try to fit in both of those. I will definitely be watching Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yes. I'm going to
But if we put on get Snyder Cut, then yeah.
I'll put it on. How much I can actually pay attention to it. But yeah. Yeah, definitely Winter Soldier, though. When is that? AT, you said they both come out tomorrow?
Winter Soldier comes out Friday.
Yeah.
Friday. Okay.
Oh, Snyder Cut comes out tomorrow? Is that is that Friday as well?
No, tomorrow is Snyder Cut.
Right on. I know what I'm doing tomorrow night.
Yeah. All right.
Stranger in the Tub.
Cool. Brazzers, Todd. You guys want to the wheel of questions? World famous.
Spin that wheel. Brazzers.com.
Well, that's what we should do for our commercial break. This message is brought to you, this podcast is brought to you by Brazzers.com. World famous.
We lost the screen.
No.
There we go.
All right, Justin, let me ask you a weird question. This has nothing to do with the podcast. Are you getting like weird LinkedIn requests?
I don't know. I just ignore most of the stuff.
I'm just getting. I'm getting like. I feel like I'm spam ones. I've had three of them today, and they're all female, and they all are working at like they're all like venture capitalists or something. And I'm like, what in the world? And they're from a different country, and I'm like, what is going on?
Oh well, I'm gonna say 99% are mine, just people recruiters trying to get me to join a different company.
No, and that's fine. I mean, you can kind of you can see yeah. those, but it's like when you look at one profile and it's exactly the same as the other one. That's when I'm like, really? Like they both have the same two jobs listed, and I'm like, but neither one of them is listed as like, whatever, that they know each other.
I get a lot of those on Facebook for friend requests. It's like, okay.
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of those on Facebook, and then my Instagram DMs look like, you know, somebody's trying to sell me stuff.
Slide in GM.
Yeah, there's like over 20 messages in there, and it's like some girl, hi, and then there's a link. And hey, they've added 12 people to this conversation. Delete.
Right? Anyway. Yeah, exactly. It'd be like, what the hell?
Yeah, look at them, like, what is this?
It's a veritable sausage session yeah. here.
All right, y'all ready?
Yes.
Who's going to bring it in?
Alan is.
All right. So, listeners, if you are interested in having your question added to the wheel, email us at theweekendh2z@gmail.com. Email us your question, email us your name, and that way we can put you on the wheel. And if your question gets picked, then we will give you a shout out as well. Or you can leave us a comment on YouTube, which, speaking of, I need to put up the other video. I haven't done or audio. I need to put up the audio.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I did not wear green today.
I did not either.
I did.
I almost never
I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to. I just grabbed this out of the closet. And I was like, I'm putting this shirt on today. I was like, oh, it's St. Patrick's Day. Sweet. I did good.
You did good.
I woke up this morning and I was like, oh, crap. I got a demo to do in 15 minutes.
Purple it is then. All right, let's spin it.
Pants on.
Oh, profound.
What kind of secret society would you like to start?
The No Homers Club.
The No Homers Club.
The No Homers Club.
Yeah.
Man, I didn't even know.
That was a great throwback, JT.
You're gonna have to explain that one to me. It went over my head.
Oh, it's the No Homers Club. It was back in. Yeah, back on The Simpsons, yes. There was back in the 90s, there was an episode called The Stonecutters, and it was like a takeoff on the Masons or whatever, and Homer ended up being the chosen one, and so everybody that was a stonecutter hated Homer, so they all quit and started a new club called the No Homers Club.
And that was a throwback to his childhood when he tried to join a club, and they created No Homers Club. He's like, well, you let
Homer
so-and-so in. Yeah, it's the No Homers Club. Mm-hmm. You can have one.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
The Illuminati. I don't know. See, they're so secret. I don't know what their purpose is.
Well, this one says, would you like to start versus what you would like to join?
Oh, I was just trying to think of just using them as a model. And then you got the Masons. And the masonries, are those people who do bricklaying?
No.
Masons...
They started out that way a long time ago. Yeah,
traditionally they were like that.
Yeah.
I mean, Stonecutters was kind of cool because I remember they had their special ring that would let them do... have special access to stuff. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you don't have to go through traffic anymore. And he like... Yeah. He stuck his... ring into a special key lock thing, and then like this tunnel opens up and he drives through bypassing traffic and is playing music like classical music, and it has like paintings from the Renaissance era, you know. I'll have to find that.
I don't know what secret society I'd want to start.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time with it myself, trying to figure out, like...
I mean, I guess you could start the comedy club where, like, everybody gets together and eats, like, bagels or something.
Why would we have
one? I would want to do... I'd want to do something similar, but it would be... It would all be, like, candy and fatty food related. It would all be, like, the secret society of the fat asses or something, where you just get together and eat, you know, just everything you're not supposed to eat. It's just a buffet and nobody judges you and no one's going to look at you weird and go like, you're not eating enough vegetables. Like, listen, I had a carrot a week ago, so fuck off.
Yeah. I saw someone,
I think I'm down
post
with
something kind of funny like that, where they said, what was it? It was like, oh yeah, I thought my boyfriend was cheating on me because he would leave the house every night, you know, and be gone for hours, but he was like just going to like KFC because they were supposed to be on a diet.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I think Secret Society of Pony Riders. We like to ride ponies, but we're ashamed of it. Mini horse riders.
Mini horse riders. There you go.
I can hear the theme song, Riders in the Wind, right now. Anyway.
Riders of the Storm.
There we go. There we go.
Yeah.
Get your lyrics right, Scott. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a pretty good question. I'll have to. Can we come back next week?
Yeah, let's come back with that and decide what secret society we want to come
that's
up with.
That's a pretty deep one.
And for the listeners out there, give us some good ones. We want to hear. We got stumped on the wheel this week.
We did.
Or if you have any personal questions you'd like to ask us.
How big is your cricket?
No?
Large.
Large. Wait. I got a large cricket?
Yes.
Bat. A large cricket bat. Yeah. That's what the kids are calling it.
There you go. Yeah. Anything else? Closing remarks?
No. I'm just glad the week's almost over. We got Good Friday coming up in a couple weeks. Are y'all doing? Or I get that day off. Do you guys?
I don't think so.
What day is that?
No. The next day.
July 4th.
It's the. I think it's April 2nd.
Oh, is that Good Friday?
Yeah.
We are off on Good Friday. Just so y'all know, and just so that y'all are prepared, next Monday when we're recording. It will be my birthday, so I'm wanting gifts. Or GIFs.
Or GIFs. All right. Okay.
My present is the present. Or no, my presence is the present.
I gotcha. Yeah. Thank you for your gift.
All right.
Thank you for giving.
So, if there are any questions or comments, feel free to email us at theweekend8@a2z. Email us at theweekend@a2z@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Instabook on the World Wide Web at A to Z Weekend. Past that, anchor.fm/A to Z Weekend, where you will find all the 11 locations for our podcast.
All right, guys.
What?
We did.
I have no idea what you just said.
Oh, I asked if we introduced her from the beginning.
I don't think we did. Hey, I'm Scott.
It doesn't matter.
JT.
All right, guys. We'll see you on the flip-flop.
Olive juice.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.